So the topic tonight is parsha. This is Akmi Mikve Mayim Yeh Tohor. So Darshan, that not only is that that is not Makabal Tumah, that water which is in a state of Mikvah is not Makabal Tumah, but actually can make something else Tor also. Rashi brings the Chazal. This is the Makor for the concept that Mikvah has a Kayach of Tahara. We have a Lachom Mashmi Sinai that the Shear is, but there's a concept of Mikvah's Matara. So I want to try to talk about a little bit of the concept of Taharas HaMikvah, put a little bit of flavor into it. There's a Gemara, the end of Mesechta Yuma, so talks about the union of Kapora, the different Chalukha Kapora that a person gets through Yom Kippur, etc. It ends off with the following: Amar Bikiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is fortunate. Lifnei atam matarim umi matareska. Who is the one who is the source of the tarif of Klal Yisrael? So Avichem Shem Shemaim, he brings two psukim. Zaratem lechem mayim tarim utartem. Bershem says, "I will be zarek mayim taharim umi matar Klal Yisrael." So that's psukim of tahara. Like paraduma, remember mikvah Yisrael Hashem, my mikvah mataris atamei, my Hakadosh Baruch Hu mataris Yisrael. So mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is mikvah Yisrael, so mikvah mataris atamei, my Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mataris Yisrael. Famous piece from Rebbe. Challenges the pasuk. Let's see the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which Rebbe is quoting. Is mikvah Yisrael Hashem. So it says, "Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Kolos Vecha Yevoshu, V'Surai Be'Orat Yikosei, V'Kiozu Mekar Mayim Chayim Es Hashem." So it's interesting. The pasuk itself is a fascinating pasuk. But look at the targum. Targum says, "Sibur Yisrael Hashem." So the language that we hear of mikvah is not the mikvah of that which we refer to as a mikvah. This is the language of lashon of tikvah, of hope. Like all of the eyes will look towards you, will be hope towards you. Sibur El Hashem Alakov, we say. So the word mikvah is lashon of tikvah. Kvi se Hashem kisan nafshi is language. The pasuk is not referring to mikvah b'chla. The pasuk is referring to the idea of hope is to Hashem. We hope we our source of our hope is to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, any person who is leib is the avoid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to find a different place to put his hope on is going to be embarrassed. Will be embarrassed because the real source of all hope is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they will be recorded as such. So look at the targum. See where Yisrael Hashem, the hope of Christ will be Hashem. Called the Shvaka Puchanach. Any person who will leave the servants of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yivasun, will be embarrassed. Rishaya, Davaru, Amimroch, those which are they veer from the path of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Varchi Kosevu, that will be written in Gehenna. They certainly left the Kadosh Baruch Hu's service. To be lay out the mice and alayo yekara kamabu in the mind le poskin mayu, and that is the makarim chaimas Hashem is the Bereshim is the source of everything of time which is going to come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's besides the fact that it's a punishment, it's idiocy. Right. So how does the Rekiva take this pasuk mikvah Yisrael Hashem, which is referring to the idea of tikva? And use it as a language of mikvah mataris atamei, but because baruch mataris Israel. So Rekiva is making a play on words, right? It's not pshat in the posuk. So how could Rekiva do that? And it's marked off over there in the Marikara. He says explicitly, mikvah yisrael pisan tikvas and shay yisrael Hashem. Klal Yisrael's hope is still Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now it is halo davarhu that punk the posuk, which we're saying the lashon of tikva talks about makar mayim chayim. Bereshim is the makar mayim chayim. Is the source of it uses the mashal of mayim chayim. Punkt is pasuk uses the lashon of mayim chayim. Okay. But it's very clear that Rabbi Akiva is seeing that the concept of tikva being all these lashonas, which are lashon of hoping to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is connected to the concept of mikvah. It doesn't take rocket science to see that there's some type of a connection between the two, right? I mean, it's the same word, right? The root of the word is kaveh. And the word of the word for mikvah, to mikvah mayim, is also kaveh. So, halay davrahu. Now, and it is fair to ask, what exactly, when we use the lashon of kivui to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are many words which are represent kivui to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A kol b'kivui, the Medrash says in Parashas Vayechi, he says, Hashem, a kol b'kivui, everything is something that we're waiting. Sheikh only comes b'kivui if we await him, right? We're hoping, right? Right. So what's the difference between kivisi Hashem, kivisi Hashem, v'li dvorah hecholti? Right? I mean, meyachelus also is, tochelus is a hope. Ene kol lach yisabeiro is a lashon of hope. Right? There are many lashonas which we have, which are lashonas of hope. So what exactly does the language of mikvah, of tikva, describe, and what element of hope does that describe, which will be relevant to our understanding of what mikvah is? Okay. It's also interesting when we talk about mikvah, which is the topic, not tikva, but the topic is mikvah. And it's also interesting that that's not the only lashon which we have. Mikvah is a gathering of water. Mikveh mayim is a gathering of water which is gathered together. We have lashonas. There's a word asifa. There's the word of kibbutz. There's a word of kinus. There are many words which all of them mean a gathering. There's obviously, again, the fact that we have this word mikveh is a specific word. There's something specific about that which needs to be explained. Okay. So that's the challenge which we're putting down for ourselves. So there's this delicious sefer from the which is printed. It's called the Sefer HaKarmel. So Sefer HaKarmel, I mentioned it on Shabbos when I spoke in Shomrei. Last Shabbos, right? Shabbos Chol Moed, a long time ago. So what happened? The Malbim is one of the Malbim's premises throughout Tanakh. There's no such thing as you look at Mitzudas, very commonly. He says he'll say Kevel Davar Beis Memeshin it's some type of a contraction, beis memshin. So what is beis memshin? It's b'milim sharnas. It's the same idea, different words. In other words, it's poetry. Poetry, you write the same idea multiple. Right. So that's one of the concepts. The Sudas uses this idea constantly. The Malbim's premise is there's no such thing as milim, the same idea in b'milim sharnas. If it's different words, it means something different. That's one of his premises in all of his Pirushim and Tanakh, that every word has a different meaning. And there has to be a very, very specific, unique meaning to that word, which makes it different than its synonyms. And his Pirus was written for that purpose. So what we have after pulling all the Pirus together is you have a tremendous dictionary of different synonyms. So one of his Talmidim came along and actually made a dictionary, gathered all of the words of the Malbim with different words, where he contrasted the different synonyms, explained them, he put it together into a Sefer, the name of the Sefer, HaKarmel.
That's not a universal shita. Different words don't mean exactly the same.
Is that a I think that the Malam is much more the standard than the Mitzudas, but I can't tell you that there isn't places where you seem to see that the other Mefarshim have used that concept of Milim Sharnus. So the Malam over here. Talks about the word kaveh, and this is what he basically quotes. He lifts it as a quote, the first one over here is kaveh in contrast with the idea of tikva, different languages of tikva, of hope. The second one is kaveh, a language of gathering. Both of them are listed over here. So I have the main tikva in tochelus, v'yesu l'shenu. So the difference between tikva tochelus and other different languages which we find of hoping, Shamakava, Mikava Gamal Dabra Bilti Bor. He's hoping for something which there's no clarity exactly what it is. There's no guarantee. It wasn't promised. There's no guarantees, and he's still hoping. So what are you hoping about? You should hope. It's there in the person's his makeup, his nature is to hope. Shagam Shaloy Hupta Pabir Aladover. He wasn't promised anything. And it was not given a time frame when it's supposed to, there's no time frame where it's supposed to happen. So whatever I'm hoping to be happening, I'm awaiting it. I'm hoping things will work out. It's an innate, buoyant nature. I guess that's an interesting word, buoyant. Okay, right. That's tikvah. So miyachal is something which has been promised. It's not in me that I happen to be a person who is a makave, but rather the item has been promised. So I have a right to expect that whatever that promise is to take place. Mizehu akefel. Kivisi Hashem, I'm in kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad kisa nafshi, because my nature is to be makave. Even the Bereshit will not promise anything. My nature is to be hoped to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Bereshit made my nature. The nature of human being is looks to its creator. It understands that the creator is good. And our nature is to look, hope that the Bereshit will be mated with us. Okay. But he had a deeper. He said something. Oh, so now I'm miyachel. Now I have a right, the Rosh Hashanah said, I have a right to be Mayachal, that's a promise. Okay. And then he points out that the Tikkun to Kodesh Baruch Hu is different than the Tikkun of Basar Badom, because when I'm relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Tikkun of the Basar Badom, who to Chalamu Mashechas, it's always geschlept. Hechatesh, you have a right to be Mayachal to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because to Basar Badom, who's had love come through? Because they said, no. So that wears you out. I'm waiting for this guy, I'm waiting for the guy, waiting for the guy. And, more and more believing it's not going to happen. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, I get chizuk. Gam Shakiba, there's also an atikva. Tachlis la'atzim, rak tachlis, and atikva shal yakava oid. Furthermore, when I have a promise from somebody, or not a promise, when I'm hoping somebody will help me, my goal is that he should help me. It's not that I should create a relationship through that interest. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, the goal is the fact that I want to generate a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I tap into my natural instinct to understand that human beings, their source is the Creator. Therefore, I create a relationship with my Creator. So the tikva itself is important. The tikva itself is the function. That's the primary goal. So kavel Hashem, chazak v'yemei tibecha, but kavel Hashem, that goal is not to get the result, the goal is the kibur itself. That's to understand the idea of tikva. So tikva is something which is innate in the human being. It's part of our nature. It's part of the nefesh of the person. To understand that relationship which we have with our Creator, that it is appropriate, and it is that the Bereshit, we have a right to hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mativ to us. Okay, that's how he understands tikva. While we're here, ready, might as well see the other one. Even we'll come back to it. Pa'al kavei hunach lasivas anoizim al makar meyuchad. The lashon of kivu of being the word of kavei, which means to gather the waters, it's referring to specifically, it's referring to the act of gathering the water together. The main goal over here is not to explain the result, right? That you have the water together, but rather the process itself. And the root of the word is kav, which means a line. So that the Bereshit put a nature into water that it flows. Right? The Rosh could have made the nature. I mean, the Rosh could have made, you know, water very heavy, and it just sits. The Rosh made the nature of water that it flows. So now that's like a kav, it's like a ray, it's a line.
They
will follow their nature, and they will go from high to low. And they will do that with such precision as if it's been measured out, and that's what's supposed to happen. And that's what we have, Loshon HaMikvah. Okay. Now, we'll see, take a look at the piece over here of the Malvin. 1 second, is that the next page? Okay, so next page is skipped for now. Next page is the Yaros HaDrash, which belongs later on. Okay, we'll come back to that. So the Malvin in the Pesukim of Mikvah Yamayim, So we have the process over here is yikavu hamayim, it should gather, and the result is mikveh hamayim. Okay. Medrash Rabba yikavu hamayim siv min garos cho yonusun, that when the Bereshit quote unquote yells at them, they will run away. Rebrech yomer yasem midol hamayim. The Bereshit should make a measure for the mayim. Kavosha kosta b'kav yinota al Yerushalayim. Loshon of kav ben a line. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Omer Yikavu li amayim, Mashiach Zilasus behem b'dor amab. That the water is awaiting. It's language of kivui, of awaiting, of hoping. Okay. So the Rabbeinu, this is the Torah Or, is from it's the Pirish, quoting from the Rambam. Be'er pa'al kavei binyan kav. Okay, so it's a lashon of kav. Hashem lo kavei liyeso lashon is osav kibitz of konas. There is seen kavei and osav kibitz of konas. Shapal kavei in a nechosa al kibitz rakal oivan a kibitz on a nechosa rishona el osav noizim omakamei yichon. It's not the gathering; it's the process which we're describing. Now, by this point in time, you're going to hear already the idea of tikva, which is the day of the process of hoping, because that's my natural thing that I do, and the day of kaveh, the idea of the water, the process of how water gathers, right? It's not the result, it's the process. Kaveh al-Hashem chazakim is kaveh al-Hashem. The goal is the process, not the result, right? What kivu is already, so you already hear where we're going to some extent. It's talking about the way it flows. Not because it has ability to choose yes or no, but it became innate in it. And here we have that word innate already. So Russia made a nature, the water flows from high to low. Okay. So Cyrilay, so this opinion of the Bryce and the Medrash holds that wasn't there in water's creation from the beginning. Water in the beginning did not have the nature that it flows from high to low. Kitzkilo omnu saviv kador oritz. Where the pasuk says water was everywhere, right? So that there wasn't any point where there was a movement from high to low. Water was everywhere. Pirsa kazim in garos yenusin shetchila yala harim va'atahukva titim shiarda because al makam tibi shiyasad alem. So originally water went up the mountains; it covered everything. Instead of having the water go into the lower places, and now the Rishon says no. It ran away and went down to the low. And therefore, that which water gathers into the yamim is the Russian made its nation to do that. So that which the mabul, that the waters didn't do that, it would spread above the mountains. That was this nation that the Russian had to do. But so no, the reason why the water gathers in the yam, the yam is the highest thing. So it's illogical that water should gather in the yam. And therefore, it was the opposite. The nature was that it should go down. Ukiyasim ayam, hu negativum. And that which he went into the yam was against the nature. Therefore he says, so what does this word mikvah mean? And then he brings it to Lashon HaTikva, that it was waiting for the moment that it should go back to its original nature and be able to not stay in the Kyonis and go out and spread out in the land. Because the Kyonis is considered higher, according to him. So it's waiting for the day of the Mabul when the water will be able to go back and cover over the whole world. So that's the Machloek of the two Shittas in the Medrash. Okay, I'm not discussing the Sion Shabbo, right? But his point over here is, at least the one of the Pshatim over here is that if you understand the word mikvah, it's not referring to the idea of tikva, it's referring to mikvah. It's the point is because it's the lashon of kav, because the Russian now put the nature into it. Its innate nature is that it goes in a certain direction. So if Hirsch comes along and picks this up, the same idea. Okay. So is kaveh is related to kaveh, gave it, ga'or, gavah, kafah, kavah, in his shita of phonetic cognates, all which have the meaning of a gathering, concentration of substance to one point, whether in depth or height or about or on a central point. They're all talking about gathering. So your gabai is the one that gave us a pool, and you have a gabai which collects money. This concentration of matter to one point is only brought about by the particles of the substance having given an impetus to strive towards one place. Hence, kav is a plumb line. It's transposed human feeling, kaveh in the kav, directed towards Hashem, means to stream with all one's being towards Hashem. So the idea of there's a nature that it has an impetus, it has a reason why it's flowing in a certain direction. That's the word kaveh. It's to move towards the coming together, but it's the process of getting there. So our nature is to stream with all one's being towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaveh Hashem, to direct one's all being towards Hashem. That's in the kav. In the PL, which would be the opposite. It means the opposite, to bring something into being directed towards you, to hope and expect that it will come to us, that will take its whole direction towards us. So either it's going to be coming to us or we're going towards it. And both elements. Okay. God spake, I guess there's such a word, that the waters should gather themselves, so there once it was once upon a time, gather themselves and concentrate towards one place. The energy that is innate in every drop of water to flow from a height towards the level and found together again in a common bed is a realization of this almighty command of God. The person put this nature into it right now. Yikavomim, which gave the water this unlosable mighty urge. And therefore, your bushel will come out, and that's the point over here. So the kaveh is, again, it's this idea of the flow. And we see that the language of being mekaveh is putting our focus and putting our direction. There's a flow, but he has the same idea that it's an innate element which exists in it. Okay, fascinating. Okay. So let's go back to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came along and said that the process of kapora and the tshuva and the kapora which comes with it, the process of the tshuva which leads to the kapora, is compared to a mikvah. So let's understand the process of tshuva a little bit, and maybe that'll see why this is the concept of mikvah, what the process of mikvah is. So take a look over here, back at the Yaris Tavash. So, Rabbi Anderson says a fascinating, it's on page 3, I think, whatever. One of these days I'll get all the papers in the right order. Don't hold your breath, though. So, he's going through a pirush of all the Shemoneh Esrei in this piece. Brach HaShniya, he birchas tchias ha-mesim. Person who's Rasha is a mace, Betzim. Kasher Yashu, Bereu, Bechlam, Machai, Mesim. And Tshuva is the process the Rasha will give him Chias back. Therefore, part of my tefillah is that the Bereshim should accept my request to. So we talk about Tchias HaMeisim. We're not necessarily only talking about Tchias HaMeisim, but we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim, which is going to take place hopefully today. After I'm conveying myself that I'm from an Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and I want to bring myself back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc., the next tefillah is Tchias HaMeisim. Therefore, so you lose your neshama. You spell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shechayeu Batal Shal Tchias HaMeisim. The Russian Pashat has to mamash give you your neshama back. Now, I have only Eitzav in the stores. What does it mean that you lose your neshama? So, there are different levels of the neshama. We're familiar with there's something called nefesh, ruach, and neshama in the ran. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. There's actually two more, chaya and yechida. So it's the ran chay. That's the full levels of the neshama of a person. But it's before the Nefesh Chaim talks about that the neshama of the person doesn't really live in the goof. The neshama of the person betzim lives up in Shemayim. And, as it were, the bottom of the neshama, the lower part of the neshama, comes into the goof. The greater the person makes his goof, the bigger the goof is, the more of the neshama is in the goof. Because it's just like you're raising your... If the body's here and the neshama's here, down to here, you make your body bigger, so there's more neshama in it. So the tzaddik, by his godless of avoda, increases the kedusha of the goof. The goof becomes of a higher level, and therefore there's more neshama in the goof. The rasha squinches down his goof so small, it's so little kedusha in it, that the neshama basically is not in the goof anymore. So, but we need a neshama in our goof to have, so that therefore Chazal said a rosh b'chayiv is kar meis. He's not really, the neshama is not really in there. He has a life force. The nefesh is a life force. So he has a life force. He's still functioning with a nefesh. Behemoths also have a nefesh. But that's not really he is. For a human being, that's living a life of just Bahamias is not it. Okay, so that's how we understand that. So if Batsim a Rasha is mace, and Tshuva is a process of Tchias HaMeisim, so it sounds like it's a matana from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a total matana from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Batsim, the human being, has no ability to generate Tchias HaMeisim of his own. He has no. It's a totally matana from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is a matana. Rasha had to create a special matzias called Tshuva, and that would be the logic according to what Rabbi Edison is saying. Look at first glance. But there's a beautiful morale, which I think will give us maybe a different understanding of it. The morale is going on the Gemara at the end of Makkos. The more end of Makkos, the more it brings two stories about that the Chachamim after the Churban, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, were living in a land of Eretz Yisrael, which was the land of Eretz Yisrael under the boot of the Romans after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the more brings two stories. I'm going to focus on the second story. The second story was the situation came up that the Chachamim responded with tremendous crying, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. So they asked him, "Why are you laughing?" He says, "Why are you crying?" Well, it's obvious we're crying. Right? So the second story was that they were walking near. They were going up to Yerushalayim. They got to Har Tzofim, and they moved towards the Beis HaMikdash. So they saw a fox walking out of the Kaddish Kaddash, the place the Kaddish Kaddash was. So the Chachamim started to cry. Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Say, Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? He says, why are you crying? He says, welcome to Kaddish Kaddash, Karev Yumas, that no human being can walk in there except for the Kohen Gadol once a year. And now, Shulim Hilchaboy, like the Pasuk says, well, Anivka, we shouldn't cry. Says the Kachani Masach. That's why I'm laughing. And he brings that Chazal that the pasuk says the Eidim the Monim as here Kayim Mitzchayim Ben Yerachro that the Russians I have two Eidim that which are going to testify for me Uriah Kayim and Tzchayim. So more says what's the shachas in Uriah Tzchayim? Uriah was a Mikdash Rishon. Tzchayim was a Mikdash Sheni. It's referring to the Tzchayim Novi. Teres says the Nevuah of Tzchayim. They told him the Nevuah of Uriah. Uriah says, "Biglochem tzion tzadat hecharash, Yishlam iyim tia." So mamash, a horrible nevuah. And Zechariah says, "Oy Yeshus Kedem is Kedem's Bechorbish Yerushalayim." Right. So the pasuk says they're Edom and Modim. They go together. So if you don't have the nevuah of Oryah, you can't have the nevuah of Zechariah. So Baruch Hashem, I see the kiyum of the nevuah of Oryah. I can now anticipate the nevuah of Zechariah. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Okay. So what's it say? So take a look at the left column. The morale says like this. Ke'elu shnei Edom. It's bracketed off towards the bottom. The two Edens, the Bereshit is telling us there's two things that are going to happen in the history. One is that there's going to be the tremendous destruction of the Mikdash to the point that it's a bomas yar, it's just a forest, right? Shulim halchaboy. But the Pshat is Echad Meyed al Hasheni. The two Edim, now, what does it mean two Edim? What do you mean Meyed on? How can I call one Edis? The more so there's you know, one Eid comes as Megid that he saw Reuven lent money to Shimon, and another Eid comes along and says that he saw Beryl steal from Yonkel's. Huh? I have to aid him. Yeah, once we made out this, we made out that. What's a shaitis, right? Obviously, there has to be a shaitis. So he said like this: Kehader hisibas havaya. You have to understand something that we have a mistake. The Russian put in the Bria after the Chetavot Amarishin. The Ramchal says, the Ramchal has Bariches, that why did Bar Shem give Misa? The Bar Shem put Misa into the Bria. That's the one reason it's supposed to live forever, or heading up in Chayte. The damage of Chayte has done to the Guf is such that, but the Guf is also supposed to be Torah. That the process has to be, that the Guf has to go through a process of decomposing and then being rebuilt more purely. Because heder is where Havaya comes from. You see it every day. Right? You put a seed into the ground. But the seed decomposes, and that's what allows what's inside of it to germinate and come out and create a beautiful, beautiful plant. But if you put the seed on top of the ground and you preserve it, that it'll never will decompose, you'll never get a plant. So Russian put a nature in the Bria is that heder is what generates Havaya. Remain kan heder, oz lo tochel shumavaya. So he's have a dover rakasher kadam loy heder tsura legamri. So if I trap something in a certain form, this would be a word, one of Morale's favorite concepts is chaymer and tsura. Right? So chaymer is the building blocks, and the tsura is the function that they accomplish. So I take clay and I make it into a brick. So the clay is the chaymer. It's the materials I'm using. The tzura, the physical form, is I made a brick. But a brick is not just a physical form, it has a function now. It can be a brick. Okay, now I take bricks and I make a wall out of them. So in that situation, the bricks are the chaymer, they're the materials. And the wall is the function. That's the tzura. Now I take the wall and I put the walls together and I make a house. So now the walls are the tzura, are the chaymer, and the house is the tzura. And I take the house, I make it into a home. The house is now the chaymer. And the tzura, the function of the body, that the human beings can live there and function in there, is the tzura that you put onto it. So it's not necessarily even a physical tzura, but the concept of tzura is, but let's say something gets trapped in a tzura, which is it's an incorrect tzura. Right? So its function is, in a physical sense, is you know, you have the wrong picture. You put the bricks in wrong, right? So you don't have the right tzura. So you have to take it apart to be able to put it back together again. So, but if that's true in a physical sense, that's true if the real definition of tzura is not just the physical form, but the function. If I'm stuck in an incorrect function, I need to take it apart and put it back to its pieces and then rebuild it again. That's the process of heder and then havaya. Fichomer kosev idoli at eden emonim or yachidu koyim zchari ben riachro kedusim edus achas legarmi ki echad ro heder v'sheni havaya v'heder hu sibel havaya. That's in the Talmud the same thing, because the two halves of the process. It's the same process. They're being made about that the base of mikdash because of our chatoyim was not functioning properly. There was elements of, as it were, of something improper about the mikdash. the mikdash needs to fall back to its basic. There's no mikdash. There's nothing there. It's total heder. And then you're going to rebuild it again in a more proper form. Right? But until you get to the point where you've removed it totally, you cannot rebuild that item in the right way. That's how he understands. Right? So Be'etzem, the Ramchal says, that's really what Tisa Mason is. Tisa Mason is not sprouting, it's a total new matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the regeneration of the human being in a more pure form. So tshuva is tchias amesim doesn't mean it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, it's the human being being recreated in a more pure form. Okay, so I think if you take what the morale is saying, take what the Rav Chal is saying, and take what the Rav Yonasan is saying, you put it together, that we have a better understanding of what tshuva is. Tshuva is, and you think about it, it's a fascinating thing. Tell people they're balei tshuva, right? You know, there's people that have FFBs, and people balei tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means to return. What are you returning to? What are you returning to? You never were there. You grew up not frum. I understand, a person was frum. He went off the derech. He comes back. He's called a shav. He's returning back to where he was. How am I a shav? I never was there. Well, what's the tshuva? So Tarek says no, because innately in my being there is this connect. It's there. It just has to be brought. There's elements which are not proper, and the process of tshuva is to rebuild it from its roots, from what is the elements which are there, the materials which are there, to rebuild them in the proper way. But it's there intrinsically in the being. Okay. Now, there's another piece over here from the Maral, which I think is fascinating. He's talking about water. Before we get to his piece, he talks about water. So, if tikva is the innate nature to stream towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, different than all of the languages, it's the innate nature in water. And that's so Rabbi Akiva is saying that the process of tikva is a double mashal. Mikva is a metaphor for tikva, because both of them are the process of an innate nature to go towards something. One of them is the nature of the water to go from high to low, and that's the process of kav, of this direction, taking a direction. That's mikvah. Tikvah is the innate nature of the human being in the nefesh, like the Malbim says, in the nature of the nefesh to reach out to his creator. That's there innately, and that's going to be the mushal for the concept of tshuva, Rikiva says. Because tshuva is the innate nature which exists in us to reach, to call out to Kadosh Baruch. It's there innately. It's called the process of shav. Therefore, it makes sense that we should get a kapara, because it's there intrinsically in the being. We just have to put it together properly. So if whereas there's another Maral which I didn't put in the back, the Maral says that mikveh Yisrael Hashem, so that it's, I think it's a double metaphor. Mikveh is a mashal for tikva, and tikva, you know, so Rabbi Akiva says the pasuk is referring to tikva, it's not referring to mikveh. But just like the process of mikveh is mataras hatzmeim, that's how what the process of tshuva is also. So what is the process of mikveh mataras hatzmeim? So there's another Maral. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Kinemayim Mishisiyu. Okay, so the matter says why he's called Moshe Kinemayim Mishisiyu. I mean, Moshe had many names. Chazal said Moshe had 10 names. Avi Gador, Avi Zanuach, he had many different names. So why Moshe? So he says like this, Barmani. The last two pages over here, the Maral. Ki Hashem Moshe Hu Haral Iker Inyan Moshe Malosa. This is what describes what was unique and extraordinary about Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Hu Matzulak Musar Min Amayim. The Moshe Rabbeinu was beyond the effect of water upon him. If the definition of tsura, right, is function, but it's expressed in the concept that it has a form, water has no form. Water always just takes the form of whatever you put in it. It's the wishiest, washiest thing that exists, right? It has no form. So it is the quintessential chaimer. And where do you see that? All decomposition takes place in the presence of water. When there's no water at all, there's no liquid, it stays preserved. Anything that you want to take it back to its basic form, it's going to decompose back to its materials, is through the process of water. So water is, in the physical sense, the quintessential chaimer. Water represents that. So the Baruch Hashem wants to recreate the world, because Al Sinai came out and it was like a new world. So you cover the world with water. So now all there is chaimer again. We're starting with it's a new set of material. It's like we put the world back to its original materials, and then you rebuild the world afterwards. And that's water makes everything decompose. So you're back to start. Okay. That's what I mean. They wanted to put the ben into the yard. Once you realize that, Moshe Rabbeinu was just tzura, he had no chaimer. There was nothing tying him down to the physical elements. Moshe Rabbeinu was function. Something which is just a concept, there's no physical form to it. It's just the surah. It creates a function. A concept allows an idea is gives purpose. So, Mishu Kar, therefore, L'kachay Moshe Rabbeinu Allah B'Shalom in surah B'Vad B'li Chaymer B'mayim Heima Hepech K'mayim Eilem Surah Gemura K'ach Nikturam Tomid. That's why Mayim is always B'Loshan Rabbin. The true form of something is only once you its function is only true once it's unique, because till it's unique, what's its definition? Once I realize that there's something unique about it, then it's going to be that's its function, that's its purpose. But till I get to that, so water is always the opposite. It's always in the plural. It's never unique. It's always just one of the crowd. So water is a fascinating thing. Water has a cohesiveness. Water gathers together. You have a meniscus. Water has a power. It holds on to itself. It's a lot of water together. Right? Water also has the power to basically overpower anything which is around it, because we live in a world of where karma is very significant. Moshe was the most unique individual which ever walked the face of this world. He's the greatest element of tzura which can exist. Moshe is called Moshe because he was lifted out of the water. That's why Moshe is called Moshe. He is lifted out of the water. But that's his real name. Okay. And now, therefore, it's Tagninim. Omer Shaosid Moshiach and Shayisrael, look as Ayadei Amayim. They saw that when Moshe Rabbeinu succumbs to not being a Tzur Nivdalis, then Karma will have an effect on him. So, Meimariva, where he didn't hold on to the Seichel Nivdal of the and think it through properly, he didn't function the way Moshe Rabbeinu should have functioned. At that moment, he's not no longer made a Mayim Mishisiyu. He no longer was lifted out of that water. And the water will over. So they thought that that's going to happen without Chait, automatically just putting him to the water. That's not going to happen. And that's. Okay, then he says beautiful. He says that so if the when the Mabul is supposed to come, we have is Shagam Hubasar. So Chazal say, but Shagam is Gematria Moshe. Therefore, it's going to be 120 years. Gematria is 120 years. It means there is an individual which will be coming in this world, which will be perfect, will be so beyond the effect of water that he's going to stave off the water destroying the world. Because maybe in his schus we could hold on to the world for 120 years. 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, we held off the Mabul for those 120 years to see if the world can connect to that concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so now let's try and put it together. So when you go into the mikveh, the process of going into the mikveh is the process of going back into the world of Chomer. Mikveh is when you human being can't live in water. Batsim, you can't live. Right. So there's a fascinating the Kesef Mishnah brings a shaila. At what moment does the mikveh matar? Person's tummy goes in the mikveh. What is the moment of tara of the mikveh? When he goes in or when he comes out? He says it's when he comes out. So I take it. What else? What are the parallels to the process of tahara of the mikveh? The parallel to the process of tahara of the mikveh is we have Hazor by the Paraduma, and we have Shrias Klicheris. So the Rogatchover says, that Klicheris, the nature of Cheris, is clay represents the quintessential Chomer. So the only way you can be Matire Chomer, if it's too much stuck in it, is to break it. Something which is a higher level, so it's not, it has element of Tzura. The process of Tara Mitzvah is bad, to put it back into the world of water, put it back to its basic components, and rebuild it anew. So when you put the thing into the water, it's as if you put it back into the world of the Chomer, because water is the quintessential Chomer, and then draw it out of the water with a new Tzura. And that new Tzura doesn't have Tumah in it, because the old Tzura had Tumah, this is a new Tzura. So the process of Tara Mitzvah is the process of rebuilding it's the same component. It's not something new, but it's something new. So mikvah taras atameyim. So if the point we're saying that the point of kivui is to understand it's tikva is that there's a nature which we have to connect back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if I would have not had that nature, Mikvah Yisrael Hashem would not be that my nature is to call to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So basically what I'm saying is, I don't have any intrinsic parts of me which can be corrected. So that means I have to be rebuilt from brand new. I'm not brand new. I'm the old pieces put together in a better way. That wouldn't be tchias. That's not tchias amesim. That's like a whole. It's not mesim coming alive. It's they're dead. They're gone. And Russia makes a new thing. It's not tshuva. It's not returning. It's like the first guy's gone and there's a brand new person instead. No, it's tshuva. It's returning. So since the nature of Klai Yisrael, the mikvah Yisrael Hashem, our nature is to cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's intrinsic in our nature. So means even though we need to be rebuilt, we need to build a better. We need to take apart the pieces and put them together in a better form. But that's the perfect moshel for the concept of tshuva. In that sense, tshuva and that's the element of tchias amesim. It's the same. It's the header and the havaya. But it's not a header and then there's nothingness left. It's back to its components. And then you rebuild it, those components into something better. So the mashal for the tshuva is tikva, and tikva is something which is learned from the fact that the Russian put the nature of water is to go to the low. It has a nature to stream. It has a nature to gather together. Its nature is the coming together. All the pieces come together. It's the mayim rabim, which come what? Which they function together because there's all it is chomer, but that's the nature of the water is to stream towards something. Our nature is the intrinsic nature is to stream to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's shaykh a concept of tshuva, and that's why it's shaykh a concept of kapara, because I'm actually being cleansed. But that has to be intrinsic because I have a nature to be mekabel to Kadosh Baruch Hu.